This is the line that Governor Jay Nixon drew in the sand in 2008, and then I will ask you a question afterward.
Sure.
Now, my opponent has proposed yet another one of their voucher schemes, calling for taxpayer dollars to subsidize individual contributions to private schools. Folks, let's be real clear. No matter which way they call it, no matter what moniker they try to put on it, when you take public dollars and give those dollars to private schools, you are underfunding and cutting public schools, and that's a voucher, and if it gets to my desk, I'll veto it.
So in many respects, as I kind of alluded to, Governor Nixon has followed through on that promise. If he's seen a bill that he's deemed to be a, quote, voucher bill, he has vetoed it. I want to know, and I'm sure that a lot of educational people want to know, sure, whether you would take that similar stance.
No. Look, Governor Nixon, what's so terrible about that answer that you heard is that he didn't talk at all about kids. Okay. Here's my line in the sand. My line in the sand is that we're going to do whatever is right for kids. And we're actually going to look at results. And what matters at the end of the day is if our kids can read, if our kids can do math, if our kids can spell. We owe those kids a fair shot at the American dream. And I think it's terrible for any politician to take something off of the table for political reasons that might actually help our kids. If it's going to work for our kids, then you need to give it a shot. And my experience of doing this comes, again, from what I've done on the ground. You know, I've worked in Bosnia in places where kids had lost everything. Their families had lost their homes. And I saw what happened when they set up a school with no budget in the middle of an open field. I mentioned to you I worked in one of Mother Teresa's homes for the destitute and dying. I've seen what her Sisters of Charity can do in incredibly poor environments. I worked in a home for children of the street in Bolivia, and I saw how they could educate those kids. No politician should draw any line in the sand and take anything off of the table that has a shot at helping our kids and helping their parents.
So if you had a bill that had a provision in it that allowed people in unaccredited school districts to allow their kids to transfer to a private school of some sort, you would not just dismiss that type of bill off the table. Is that what you're saying?
I will consider anything that will make our schools better for our kids. I will consider anything where there is quality evidence to show me that this is going to change the lives of our kids. You know, I mentioned that girl who I saw down at Roberson Elementary. You guys mentioned the books that I've written. I've written one book for kids. It's called The Warrior's Heart. And when I wrote that book, I also did lots of visits to schools, and you visit middle schools and you talk with these kids. Those kids don't have a lobbyist. Those kids do not have any political professionals in Jefferson City who are working for them, but they deserve to have somebody who's willing to fight for them. And the way that you do that is you ask the hard question, what works for kids? And if it works for kids, I'm going to be behind it.